is ATS Mix.
What? Whoa, what am I hearing?
What is this?
From above topsecret.com. Featured interview. The owner's box. Ladies and gentlemen, Springer, a.k.a. Mark.
Well, John, you know, we had our first owner's box a couple of weeks ago with Bill, a.k.a. Skeptic Overlord.
Skeptic Overlord, right.
And yes. Now we're going to go into an interview with my best friend, my bud, that I have known intimately, not intimately, maybe is the wrong words, but in the last 18 months, we've become just great, great close friends. And other than you, John, he knows as much about me as any human being on planet Earth. And we want to welcome to the show our bud, another one of our bosses from the Tres Amigos, Mark, which is a.k.a. Springer. Hey, Markaroo.
How are you doing, guys?
We're great. Mad for kids.
Before we actually get started into the interview, Mark, did you get a chance to listen to the interview in the owner's box that we did with your pal, Skeptic Overlord, a.k.a. Bill?
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
And, I love Bill, kind of. She's my girl, Bill.
Right.
And he is my partner.
Sure.
Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to mention, if you did get a chance to listen to that, you probably did notice that it became very quickly the Dave Rabbit and Bill the Skeptic Overlord show. old Johnny here got set aside into a corner and was turned to face the wall in the corner. And occasionally, although he would raise his hand to ask a question, he would get shut down first by Bill and then by Dave. And so we kind of have a co-host rule here at ATS Mix, which is if one of the co-hosts does dominate an interview or a segment, whatever we're doing, we have a kind of like a penalty box that we have to enforce. And so at this time, Dave Rabbit, if you would please, I know that you do have that nearby. So would you please apply the muzzle and gag into your mouth now.
Roger that, swamp breath.
Well, Johnny, you did it with such style, though.
Yeah. All right, it sounds like we have that in, which means that I get to ask the first question. So, Dave, are you comfortable? Yeah, all right, thank you very much. Well, now, Springer, as you have already said, you did get a chance to listen to the interview that we had with Skeptic Overlord. He made a mention here about that you're not really much of a gamer because you play this game called World of Warcraft. Is this correct?
Well, what is correct is that I do play a game called World of Warcraft. What is absolutely incorrect, false, an outright lie, damn near slander. And you know, if he wasn't my partner and one of my best friends, I'd probably just beat him for it with a 2x4, right. I think is Dave's favorite weapon. I am the gamer god.
Oh, really? How long have you been playing Warcraft?
Warcraft, I just started back in December of 2006, so last December. I've already got a level 70 warlock, which is as high as you can get. But
really?
not so much a gamer god on World of Warcraft, just in general. I've been playing computer games, PC games, since, you know, the first color monitors came out. I mean,
right.
I was playing Zork when it was a text editor. So it would just, you know, it'd spit out a sentence saying, you're walking east and you hear a noise. Do you go northeast, south, or west? And you type in a S, a W, or an E, and it would respond. It had a little algorithm in there that if you put in this, then it would spit out that, and it was just nothing but text. And this, you know, that's how long I've been gaming, over 20 years.
Wow. Well, I want to get back to the Warcraft subject here for just a subject, because I just happened to look at a subject matter that is on our beloved www.abovetopsecret.com under the Breaking Alternative News, which is called the thread, that is, by Radioactive_Liquid. His thread reads, World of Warcraft used to recruit terrorists. And are you familiar with this thread yet?
Yeah, I actually saw that yesterday, and I really didn't read it. I mean, I glanced over it, but, you know, that's just pretty ludicrous. Anybody that's ever been in the game world would realize that that's not really a very logical place to try and recruit terrorists, for Christ's sake. Now, it would be a pretty secure place for the terrorists to gather and share information with each other.
Right.
But as far as recruiting, I just don't see that.
Well, I found it just kind of very fascinating because according to this snippet here, Dave, by the way, are you still okay over there, Dave? thank you. It says, a snippet from the news source, the Enquirer reports, of course, you know how great the Enquirer is, it's a news source, reports that the Aussie security experts claim that Second Life and online games such as World of Warcraft are being used to train terrorists. Apparently, there are 3 jihadi terrorists registered and 2 elite jihadist terrorist groups in Second Life, and they use this site for recruiting and training. And, you know, I started thinking about this, and I said, I remember many, many years ago, I remember watching a movie where aliens were using video games to actually recruit humans to be in a global universal war. I can't recall the name of the movie. I'm sorry, I forget. But I was thinking that, you know what, there's kind of some similarities going on here. And I could actually see, as you said, that they might use a game site or a game to be used for chatting amongst one another, because who's going to think of going into a place where normally a bunch of kids are at to be able to set up possibly world domination or havoc, you know? So I had to ask that question, you know, and that's, I had to get your 2 cents on it.
All right.
And with that, Dave, I think our time is up. You can remove the gag now.
Thank God.
My God, Christ. I've never heard him be that quiet that long in my life.
Boy, was that a toughie.
You okay, bro?
Okay, all right. Well, while we're on this, Deuce Brandon, underscore Brandon, screw that underscore stuff. Deuce Brandon says, this is a huge problem, especially with people getting married online and so on and so forth. This is a digital reality world, and we now have people who think that they are actually alive in this world. What would be the best cover-up for terrorists? And, Mark, that goes along with pretty much what you're saying is that, you know, I mean, really, if you get right down to it, any online game, whether it's World of Warcraft or whether it's, you know, How's Your Sister and all that other, all the different games you can play.
I love that game.
How's Your Sister? I love
that
game. Yeah,
I love that game.
Especially when she gets on the streets and it starts earning money and the guy in the pink hat and the Cadillac come by.
Right.
That's another story. Anyway, so here's the deal. You know, I mean, if you can name any game, Mark, obviously, that if somebody really wants to communicate online and do it clandestinely, you know, they can do it. Isn't that right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean,
you can get
into
it because you play it.
If you created a guild on World of Warcraft, for example, and it was all your little jihadi buddies, then you've pretty much got a secure meeting place because you can go into guild chat and nobody other than guild members of your guild can never see it. I mean, yes, the administrators at Blizzard, the company that owns World of Warcraft, would be able to see it, but they've got, you know, 12 million people online all at once. How are they going to track that? They're not going to. They're not going to waste their time and resources to keep an eye on it. But, I mean, big deal. You know, those guys are going to communicate, whether it's on cell phones or email or their own servers, websites, whatever. It's just sensationalism to me.
I agree. Well, listen, as we know, when we were talking to Skeptic Overlord, a.k.a. Bill, in our last Owner's Box interview, he was mentioning some of the advancements and new features and upgrades to the AboveTopSecret.com servers and website. And I'd kind of like to get your take of what you see ATS evolving to. So I'd kind of like to hear what your ideas are to where ATS is heading towards.
Well, start at the beginning. A thread came up that when we announced that we got our investment capital, Bill put up a thread in Board Business and Questions and put a link to the press release that our publishers put out that kind of announced the coming out of ATS as, you know, a unique situation because a discussion board, which really is what AboveTopSecret.com is at its core, to our knowledge, has never attracted investment capital before. So it all kind of starts with that. And that's a deal that I have been working toward and on for about the last 6 months. Bill and I together kind of made a decision back last fall, actually, almost a year ago, that, you know, I think there really is a business plan in here trying to get out. And we worked for about 60 to 90 days at creating that business plan and putting it together, whittling it down, expanding it, chopping it down, expanding it, you know, really looking at every possible aspect of what ATS could become. And from that, we kind of went out to the marketplace, of venture capital, and we had a couple of offers, and one offer in particular was a very significant amount of cash, but the guys wanted us to sell the site. And that has been a point of contention with a lot of the members. You know, I keep seeing this, ooh, they sold out. We didn't sell out. The Three Amigos still have total control of AboveTopSecret.com, and they always will. What did happen is some like-minded, very, very similar values, they totally believe in the mission of Above Top Secret, which is deny ignorance and give everyone a voice within the confines of the terms and conditions of use, put some money up. And they did that because they love where the site is, they love the values behind the site, and they could see our vision through our business plan of where we think the site could go, and the business, which is the Above Network LLC, where it can go. These guys are private individuals. They're not a corporation. They're not the evil cabal. They're people. They're people like us, guys like us, guys that see the mainstream media as, you know, a BS box, basically. I mean, it's a bully pulpit for what the man wants you to hear, pretty much. So, you know, in a roundabout way, getting back to the question, where do I see AboveTopSecret.com heading is hopefully to the top. I really would love for the name AboveTopSecret.com to be as synonymous with the internet as Google is. And I know that's a huge, huge statement. And I'm sure most people are laughing their butts off right now hearing me say that. But, you know, they laughed at us when we said we were going to go out and get venture capital, too.
Right. Well, every river starts with a drop of water somewhere.
That's right. That's right. And the growth that we've experienced just since the infusion of cash, we've done some very limited advertising. I'm sure you guys have heard the ads on Coast to Coast AM, if you're staying up late at night.
Yeah. Great. Nice stuff.
Got those going.
Great. Especially our stuff.
Great response from those. I'm sorry?
I said especially Johnny's and my
Yeah. I love that, that was a good one. But, you know, it's taking steps like that that build buzz. Buzz builds awareness. Awareness builds traffic. Traffic builds revenue, which allows us to take more steps that build more buzz. And as you can see, you get a snowball effect. The great thing about AboveTopSecret.com is how addicting it is. People come to that site once, and if they have any interest in any of our topics at all, they're going to come back.
Right.
I mean, Dave Rabbit is a testament to that. You know, the first time you came to the site, what were you? You were blown away.
Yeah, I really was.
And, you know,
well, that was because there were a lot of words. There were a lot of words.
Well, a lot of pictures, too.
Yeah, I love the pictures.
Well, I mean, unlike, you know, I don't know what a regular website is, but unlike most websites, especially from a business model perspective, the typical business model on the internet is you have a widget and you want to sell it. Okay? It's you know, merchant sites. AboveTopSecret.com basically sells nothing. Okay, we're kind of like, you know, the analogy would be we're like a TV station or a radio station. People come in to get the information or the entertainment or whatever they're after, and we, you know, we pay the bills by the advertising that's on the site. By virtue of those people coming to the site, we get more impressions, which generates more money, which allows us to create more features. So by advertising the site, building the buzz, getting the word out, and most importantly, you know, and I think a key to the value and that AboveTopSecret.com offers to the people is you can say whatever is on your mind, and you can know that millions of people are going to see it, and you're not going to get attacked. You're not going to get flamed. There's no childish crap, and it works. People love it.
All right. Well, Mark, let's go back. You know, when we did the interview with Bill.
Johnny brought up of the I think the two questions he was actually able to answer to ask Bill, but one of them was is kind of reprising some of the questions that the three of us, the three amigos and myself, did on the insider interview that we did months ago.
Yeah,
and I want you to retell for those that have never heard the story or don't want to listen to 187 F-bombs. What happened when you physically got involved with AboveTopSecret.com?
What happened when I got involved?
Yeah,
or you mean what caused me to get involved?
Yeah, exactly, okay. Exactly.
We had a very, very bad situation going on with some wannabe hackers. And the site basically was down. I mean, we couldn't... This was a long time ago. The technology was very, very weak compared to what it is now. We didn't have the money. We didn't have any money at that point. There was no advertising revenue. Everything was Bill, Bill, Bill. I mean, Bill was just trying to do everything himself.
But you weren't even involved in that at the time, right?
No, I wasn't. I mean, I was a member.
Yeah, but you were only a member just seeing what was taking place. You had no
right.
powers or nothing.
Exactly right.
Stage, right?
Exactly okay. right. Exactly right. I had talked to Bill a couple times, UTU'd him and said, hey, man, this is a great site, whatever. We kind of hit it off. We exchanged phone numbers. We had a couple of conversations. That was it. So, now we're up to, I think this would be February 2004, if I remember right, and I was about to go to Aruba with my wife, and the day before, Bill contacted me, and he said, this is not looking good. I don't think we're going to survive this.
Right.
And at that point, I said, well, what can I do to help? And he said, well, really, not much, because the only thing that I think is going to save AboveTopSecret.com is going to be hiring this security firm. And it's a substantial amount of cash up front that I don't have. And, I pretty much just kind of instantaneously said, well, I do. Here it is. And it kind of floored him. Not really, but it kind of did. But in my mind, it was a question of, does this money mean more to me than what I perceive the value of this site is? And what I think this site could become. And the obvious answer was, no, the money does not mean more. The site does. So it was a pretty simple business decision and a personal decision on my part. In exchange for that, I told him that, I want to create a partnership with you and Simon, and let's see what we can do. And that's how it started.
Okay. Mark, let me go back. I want to backtrack a bit because – I don't think Bill really covered it. I know we did in the original interview, but tell me how important getting approved for Google Ads was to the site.
Well, that was the second thing that saved AboveTopSecret.com. The first thing was me coughing up the money to get the security to fend off the hackers. The second thing that saved AboveTopSecret.com was, Bill and I had been pretty much coughing up out of our pockets for this thing, and we came upon a brick wall. And it was so many people were coming to the site that the servers that we had then just simply couldn't handle the traffic. So now the site was kind of suffocating, on its own growth. It was choking itself to death. And the next server upgrade was a significant amount of money up front and a significant monthly tab, as you can well imagine. And it kind of came down to, heart to heart of, wow, do we really want to continue to fund this thing, and to what end? I mean, it's just a lot of cash. I mean, you're talking about a really nice house payment a month. So at that point, Bill, being the Madison Avenue guru that he is, started investigating options for advertising to help offset the bills. And amazingly enough, we qualified for Google. Huh. And pretty much from that moment forward, it was a no-brainer for us, because almost 100%, real close to 100% of the total cost of the site. I mean, we had to cover a little bit after we got Google. But pretty much the site was paying for itself, even with the upgrades. So Google kind of saved AT, AboveTopSecret.com by virtue of the advertising, allowing us to upgrade the servers and continue the growth.
Uh-huh. Well, it sounds like you guys have a pretty well-established and business plan that you're going to be executing here. So I guess the next question I would want to ask is, so when can we expect AboveTopSecret.com to fulfill its world domination project?
that actually happened.
I want a new uniform. This rabbit uniform with the cottontail is for birds for moderators. I want something that has like SS on it or something. I want to stop.
We actually assumed control of planet Earth Saturday at 4:06 p.m. But we're so sly that nobody really noticed.
We've already done. We got the clones in, right? Isn't that clone program that we've been working on with NSA still working?
By the way, I didn't get my check from the NSA this week. Is there some reason for that?
Hey, how's the deal with this? I want to talk to the accountant. I want to talk to Cracker.
Hey, by the way, that's right. You got a chance to listen to our segment there with interviewing the moderators. How did you think that went?
I thought it was great. I really enjoyed it. I mean, I talk to Cracker every day. I really got a lot of enjoyment out of hearing Intrepid. I've never spoken to Intrepid. And, I mean, I've known the guy online for, 3 or 4 years now, and I've had lots of interaction with him online, but I've never heard his voice. So, not only, can I see how the members would like that, heck, I liked it.
Sure.
Yeah, and John and I talked about this before, but what was really neat about the thing is, when I first joined, it was a really scary thing when I got wrapped the first time. Of course, my immediate reaction was F you, coming back at him
with
100%. Oh, yeah, I know you remember. That's how we became close friends, because I talked to you more than I talked to my mom. So, really, when you hear a voice, Mark, I mean, it's a different perspective. I mean, it's just kind of like when the Amigos started doing their little thing, before it, went south and you had to hire professionals.
Ow.
Dave, you're so great. I just love you.
Yeah,
well,
anyway, when we find a couple, we're really going to be excited.
Oh, touche! Touche!
Oh, God. And this is the way our personal conversations go, Monday through Friday. And now he's even calling me on weekends. What the hell's the deal with that? Anyway, okay, back to my
point. Sorry about the up ears, Dave.
Yeah, that's right. But, still, Mark, really when you stop and think about it, from a member perspective, I mean, we got just a buttload of U2Us thanking us. I mean, what's really funny is the people that actually post comments are pretty much, the diehards, that sit there and want to comment. And, a bunch of people posted stuff at the very beginning, and then as more and more episodes come, there's a couple of people that post things. But the majority of people, if they have something to say now, U2Us, and you know how much I love U2Us. But, the overwhelming majority, there was one prick that, said, they sounded just like I expected them to sound,
Yeah.
Anyway, but, other than the one prick, 99.9%, just said it was so neat hearing what the moderators sounded like.
Sure.
It brought a whole new perspective to what they were physically typing.
Right. It puts a genuine humanity behind the pixels on the screen. When you talk to someone, the only thing more impactful than that is to meet them face to face. And, when you're just reading pixels on a screen, it's pretty easy to forget there's a live, breathing human being with feelings on the other side of those pixels. When you hear their voice, it hits home.
Right. And, speaking of face-to-face, first off, I want to do a quick disclaimer. My co-host made a very loving comment about a certain prick. He meant that in the most loving way.
Of course. This is a kinder, gentler Dave.
Absolutely. Well, we were talking about meeting face-to-face and associating the voice, a human side, if you will, to the moderator that we don't see, the people behind the curtain. Well, Dave and I are going to get that chance of being able to do this coming up on the 24th, 25th, and 26th. And I'd kind of like you, sir, if you would, to kind of tell everybody what is going to be happening here in the future for us.
We are going to be having a blast in San Jose the last weekend of August. the Bay Area UFO Expo. And I think this is the 20th or 22nd year that these folks have put this show on. And it's the most attended UFO Expo in America. And the ATS Mix crew will be on hand with the great John Lear at table number 21 in the exhibition.
Ooh, that's
hall.
A lucky number. Lucky number.
Really is. No,
yeah,
is lucky number.
Blackjack.
Now, but there's also some another special person that's going to be there, is it not, Mark?
Well, let's see. You guys, John Lear. Oh,
and you,
yeah,
DA.
Yeah, oh, yeah, I'm going to be there.
He's going, oh, well, it's you.
Yeah, I'm the one paying for it all. What are you kidding me?
Well, I understand that, but I mean, I think the members would like to know that here's their chance to bring a bag of tomatoes and, you know.
Yeah, I've already received, if you can believe this, one threatening you to you on that.
Have oh, really?
Really?
Yep. Oh, share, yep. Share,
guy,
share.
Guy told me that he's going to be there to see me in San Jose, and I'd better get ready. Well, to him, I would like to say, you better pack a lunch, son.
Yeah,
yeah.
Because when the Rabaroo gets in the mix, boy, I tell you, you better bring several lunches. You better bring a picnic basket, baby. You don't mess with my bud.
That's right.
Yeah,
we have
well,
our own personal firewalls.
That's here. Right.
We've been threatened so many times. It's just kind of, it's almost boring now. And the reality of it is, 99.9% of the time, it's just someone who's frustrated. They're pissed off because we banned them or whatever. And, you know, they're not going to pay $25 to get into the show to come yell at me. I think the gate pass, the promoter told me, well, we've got two great levels of security. And she said the first one is the $25 to get in the door. She said that, you know, a lot of people are going to stop and think twice about paying $25 to go, you know, be mean to somebody. She said the second thing is that the bikers love aliens and UFOs, and we let them in free, and they're kind of our security guards.
And ooh, I love,
being a biker,
you know,
myself, be there with my pros and
hey,
be fine.
I got some. Hey, that and to do a segue, which I can't segue, say half the time.
Segue.
Oh, whatever. You know, I'm never going to get it right, John. Just let off of it. You know, let it be. Segue, whatever. S-E-G-U-E. I know how to spell it. I just don't know how to say it.
Which is amazing in itself.
That is amazing. But, I mean, all right, here. Sidebar. Okay, how's that? Okay, I'm going to do a sidebar. You know, it's funny that you mention about the bikers, Mark, because there was an article. In fact, there was a video that I put up months ago. It had to do with bikers protecting military funerals from war protesters.
Yep.
And I think I sent that to you, if I'm not mistaken. And that was just absolutely amazing. You had Hell's Angels, basically, that were there at military funerals to keep these nuts,
absolutely,
you know, that are protesting. I mean, you know, it's one thing to sit there and protest outside of Washington, D.C., you know, at Bush Arena. But it's another thing to sit there and go to someone's funeral and protest the war.
Yeah.
That is such BS. It just drives me absolutely insane.
Yeah, it's sick.
So, yeah, if there's bikers there, oh, man, we're in great shape. Listen, you know, we can bring our, what was that movie that came out, Warthogs? What was it called?
I don't know.
Well, tell us a little bit about the movie so we can help.
Well, that's right. It just came out. It had the comedian Tim Allen in it. It had John Travolta. You know, bikers.
Yeah. I think that was something like Warthogs, yes. Yes, okay. where it's all a bunch of middle-class guys, they get together and they go on
the
boat.
Yeah, they just start biking, and then they get hooked up against, you know, the real deal or whatever, you know.
Right.
And they want to eat keys for lunch or whatever. I don't know. I don't know what that sidebar had to do. Okay, anyway, back to the original point. So anyway, we're going to be there. We're going to be there with bells on, and, you know, we would love for the members of AboveTopSecret.com, or even if you're not a member of AboveTopSecret.com and you're picking up this show on our worldwide feeds, to please, if you're in the San Jose area on the 24th, 25th, and 26th of August in San Jose, California, in, I can't, what's the name of the hotel, Mark?
It's the Doubletree.
The Doubletree.
The Doubletree in San Jose.
We would love for you to come by, meet John Lear, meet the Springer, meet Johnny and I. We would love to chat with you.
Absolutely.
If you have something you'd like us to sign except for blank checks, we'd be happy to do that.
Let me throw this out, guys. The first person who can walk up to me at the expo and tell me where my username Springer comes from or what inspired me to use that name, I will give them an ATS ball cap.
Wow.
There you go.
That's worth the plane. That's worth the plane fare.
That's right.
The hotel room and the entry fee alone. I mean, those things don't come cheap. And we'll even throw in an autograph by John Lear, the Dave Aru, the John Aru, the other John Aru, and the Springer. I mean, that way we can all sign it. And boy, talk about a collector's item.
There you go.
That could be worth something.
They'll be able. Hey, they will be able to take that to any Taco Bell in a buck and a half and get a burrito.
Well, there is going to be some genuine collector's items there. John Lear has commissioned.
Who is a collector's item himself?
Yeah, he has commissioned the official John Lear AboveTopSecret.com tinfoil hat.
Wow!
And those will be available at the expo.
I think you'll look cute with yours, Dave.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it.
Now, you mentioned something about George Knapp, and of course, I like George Knapp, and I believe, if I recall correctly, I heard through the grapevine that he is going to be hosting Coast to Coast AM at least once or twice a month, and there's somebody that possibly might be a guest on there. Could you elaborate?
George told me that he would like to have me on for hopefully at least an hour. In the very, very near future, we're hoping to get on the next show that he hosts, and that's going to be a great opportunity because that show has a huge audience, and the audience definitely is interested in the topics at AboveTopSecret.com. So just the opportunity to be able to get on a show that has 10 million listeners and pretty much discuss the topics and the site is just great. I mean, I'm really looking forward to just kind of kicking back and talking with George Knapp. It's going to be a blast.
Right. Well, now before we actually wrap this up, because I'm looking at the clock, we're getting close, I have to ask this or else I'm going to get, Dave and I both will get mass U2U'd if we didn't ask this. What is the latest update on the O'Hare incident? Can you share anything more?
Absolutely nothing.
Really?
RCAP came out with a report. Dr. Richard Haynes, who I spoke with at length and is a great guy, very smart guy, they came out with a report, I think, 2 weeks ago and did a great job summarizing the events from a completely scientific and aviation perspective. That's really the latest thing that's happened, and all that was a recap of everything that happened, you know, back last winter. So, you know, it still amazes me that of all those people, you know, the only image out there that has, you know, and even it's suspect, but at least the witnesses say, yes, that's what I saw, is on our site, AboveTopSecret.com. Now, I would like to mention that August 31st on the Travel Channel, I will be on a one-hour special. Don't know the time yet. I'll put that up on the site when they tell me the hour that it's going to be on. But, that special is going to air August 31st, so we got that coming up in the pipeline, too.
Well, speaking of that, and before we wrap, I want to remind everybody, if you would like to hear Mark's and my conversation when he was at the Chicago O'Hare thing live, it's also on AboveTopSecret.com in the podcast area, and you'll be able to listen. And if I'm not mistaken, Mark, isn't it an explicit conversation?
Oh, yeah.
Like all of ours?
Well, yeah, what are
definitely R-rated.
Yeah, what our listeners don't know is that Springer had just caught the episode or show of the Oprah show previously to the phone call.
Yeah. I mean, they'll get to hear about how it all transpired with why the AboveTopSecret.com family now has free automobiles because of the old ladies that you knocked down with the ATS Gestapo and stole their tickets to where there's like nine Gestapos and Springer in the audience. And we got, what do you get, four cars?
Your mind is a dangerous place.
it's a sick puppy, trust me.
It's a dangerous, dangerous place.
There's only room for one of us in here.
Yeah, well, let the other guy out, will you?
All right, Mark, we want to talk to you off air, but I want you to help us with the outro, if you will.
Okay.
Like Bill did. So we hope you enjoyed this edition of the Owner's Box and our very special guest, my great best friend, Mark, a.k.a. Springer. So on behalf of the ATS Mix Show, we hope to see you next time, and I will be Dave Rabbit.
And I will be Johnny Anonymous.
And I'm Springer.
And we'll see you next time on the ATS Mix.
ATS Mix from AboveTopSecret.com is over.
You've been listening to the ATS Mix with Dave Rabbit and Johnny Anonymous. If you have a comment, suggestion, an opposing view, or would like to participate in a future show of ATS Mix, please contact Dave or Johnny at www.AboveTopSecret.com. The views expressed on ATS Mix do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of the Above Network, LLC, or any of its affiliates. Thanks for listening. You may now reattach your tinfoil hat.